ABC Radio Australia.
You're with Pacific Beat for a Friday morning here on ABC Radio Australia. It's Richard Hewitt with the Sporting Edition and the National Women's Cricket Team from Vanuatu. Supposed to be heading off to Abu Dhabi today to take part in their biggest ever tournament. They're due to line up alongside Zimbabwe, Netherlands, Ireland and the UAE, the host nation, to compete for a place at the T20 World Cup in Bangladesh later this year. The other group in the 10-team event will feature Scotland, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Uganda and the United States, with the top two teams in each pool going on to the semi-finals, and the finalists will both qualify for the World Cup. So it's a tough but exciting prospect for the team from the Pacific. We're joined now by the Chief Executive of Cricket Vanuatu, Tim Cutler. Tim, good morning to you. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Richard. How's it all going there?
Better than I think at your end. A few problems because of the weather in the Middle East. Is that right?
Yes, woke up at 4:45 this morning to have an email from Emirates saying the flight into Dubai has been cancelled out of Brisbane today. So I'm keenly awaiting our travel agent to wake up and find us an alternate route in, which could also mean some urgent visa applications, such as the life of a touring sporting team.
And so any delaying in getting out there, I mean, how is this likely to impact on the team? I suppose the one thing's for sure, you won't be playing much cricket there at the moment with this unprecedented deluge they've had.
No, crazy to have a year's rain in a day in the region. The good thing is coming in to Dubai and then on to Abu Dhabi is the ICC had arranged two practice matches over the course of the weekend and early next week. We're due to play against Uganda and then Sri Lanka, who, as you said, are in the other group, but they would have been warm-up matches. So there is a little bit of extra time, which would have been great for us to get on the ground playing games. But I think the ICC is concerned anyway because of the effect the water is and weather's had on the field themselves.
So let's assume that you get there, you get on the ground and the tournament gets underway in roughly a week's time. I mean, is this a daunting prospect for your players or do they really believe they can make an impact here? I mean, you have a couple of players in your captain, Selina Solomon and Rachel Andrew, who have really set the women's cricket world alight in recent times. How do you think the rest of the team will fare?
Oh, I think the preeminent emotions, probably excitement rather than feeling daunted by the fact that we're coming up against teams so much higher ranked than ourselves. I guess you could have said the same thing about playing PNG, who are ranked 11th in the world in the qualifier, and we finally beat them and then got through that event undefeated. Look, it's not hard looking at it, the fact that we're the lowest ranked by quite a way, but I'm sure teams are going to be looking at us as well, thinking that they've never seen us play before and never played against us and seen our players apart from on a stream. So I think it's exciting from that point of view. And we always talk about in associate cricket about giving the opportunity for these teams to play against better sides and players, and what better opportunity than this will be for our side, not only to get that experience and come up against some of the best in the world, but also for the world to see some of our players. As you mentioned, Rachel and Selena, I firmly believe, could play in any franchise league around the world, and here's a great chance for them to show against some of the best players in the world as well.
Now, you mentioned PNG. I mean, they've been in action over the last few weeks, and along the way, they beat Zimbabwe in a one-day international, and you'll be playing Zimbabwe in your first match over there in Abu Dhabi, and PNG also beat the United States in a T20. So, I mean, what does that tell you? Because you beat PNG, they've knocked off those two sides. I mean, that must give you great hope.
Definitely. It just shows that there's nobody that's unbeatable in and around the world of cricket, especially those that are rankings from 10 to 20. And I firmly think and believe that we will give a real scare to a lot of these teams. I think the biggest challenge for us is going to be the depth. I'd say that we've got probably three or four players who are absolutely world class, but it's probably just a challenge for us that strength probably falls away a little quicker than it might do in some of the higher ranked teams. But you know what T20 cricket can be like, can be one or two performances that turn a game. So I'm just hoping that we get to see the best of all our players. And if we do, you know, we've got the sort of two halves of the squad, as we've talked about in the past. We've got 8 of them coming directly from seasonal work in Australia and 7 from training in Port Vila. As they sort of come together, I think of it as a big Voltron in Brisbane today and going off to the UAE to sort of come together as a side. I think, look, we're definitely going to surprise some people out there.
And in the build-up to this tournament, there's been a bit of a funding drive to raise money, essentially, for player equipment and the like. And I was seeing last night on social media that you passed the target, and you're now collecting a bit of extra money, perhaps, to go towards the players as well, which demonstrates great support for the team in Vanuatu.
Yes, I was a little bit nervous when the team said, oh, we've got this idea about crowdfunding to pay for the gear that the players would have been paying for themselves. You know, how it's been in the past in Vanuatu, that most of the gear that most of the players use has either been donated to us that we then supply to the players, or we then purchase and then allow the players to use. But that sort of brings its own challenges of things never being owned and not necessarily being looked after the way they should be. So we were looking to implement a program this time where we paid the players a hefty tour bonus or a tour payment, and then the payment for the gear came out of that. But what this money would have gone towards, meaning that the players got to keep the gear and it was theirs, but then 100% of the tour payment went to them. So was really excited to see the traction it got, especially across the Twitterverse or the Xverse, whatever we would call it now. Maybe a few angry people saying that why doesn't the ICC give Vanuatu enough money to allow their players to have the gear, which wasn't necessarily on point in the fact that we are quite well funded and supported by the ICC, but it was great to see so many positive things being said about Vanuatu cricket out there, and all the more reason for people to support us.
And for your captain, Selina Solomon, and for Rachel Andrew, that not only this tournament lies ahead of them, and who knows, a few surprise results along the way, they might be on their way to a T20 World Cup. But whether or not they achieve that, afterwards they head off to Japan, I gather, to take part in the Japan Premier League, a T20 competition based in Tokyo, as I understand it. Now, it's not quite the big bash here in Australia, but I mean, it's a good start, isn't it, to see them playing this kind of franchise cricket, and maybe what they do there might just turn a few heads back here in Australia or New Zealand.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and very thankful for the Japan Cricket Association to be thinking of the two players, and it's great that it was able to link up, which means that Selina and Rachel will be able to fly direct to Tokyo from the UAE with a couple of extra days to get around Tokyo. But yeah, it's those kind of chances and those members putting these tournaments on. I sort of think back to the Hong Kong T20 Blitz days and giving other associate teams players a chance. But there's another opportunity that, as we talked about with Selina and Rachel, getting out there playing against some of those great players that will be coming in for that tournament. And as you say, it's another platform for them to ply their wares and show what they're capable of.
So exciting times, and I mean, the women's cricket in Vanuatu is come on in leaps and bounds, really, hasn't it, in recent years, and closing in on Papua New Guinea. I mean, it's great to see the team doing so well, but also that there is growing competition around the Pacific.
Yes, and a lot of help for that has come via the ICC and helping putting together the Pacific Cup, which we just had in Auckland, of course, having that the New Zealand Maori team in that for the first time ever alongside PNG, Vanuatu, Cook Islands, Samoa and Fiji is great. And that being a yearly event will mean more and more cricket there. And there's even going to be an announcement soon, I think, of another event which will involve PNG, Vanuatu and also Indonesia too. But yes, as you said, in and around the region, with Indonesia not being necessarily part of the Pacific, but Indonesia being ranked 20th, PNG 11th, and you know, as you said, with us improving, it is a really strong region, and great for us to sort of cut our teeth, so to speak, so when we come out of the region to play against some of these better teams, we're quite well prepared. But of course, the more and more cross-regional cricket we can play, the better, and that's why this tournament is going to be a great challenge for us, because we're coming up against so many different styles that many of the girls won't have come up against before.
Well, we wish you well. We hope we make it to Abu Dhabi sooner rather than later, and the weather is kind when you get there, and we look forward to some great cricket. But Tim, thank you so much for joining us on the program. We appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, Richard.
Tim Cutler there, Chief Executive of Cricket Vanuatu, with a little task on his hands. They're trying to sort out those travel plans for the national women's team from Vanuatu when they finally make it to Abu Dhabi. Their first match will be against Zimbabwe in a week's time. They'll play Netherlands, Ireland and the United Arab Emirates. And if they can get out of that pool and into the semi-finals, well, who knows? They might just make it to the World Cup, but they're up against some very strong sides. We wish them well.